today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of this episode is a question. Why does Allah test us? First, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 8th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Verses 1, 2, 3 of Chapter Ankabut from the Holy Quran, we're gonna listen to.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ألف لام ميم.
ألف لام ميم.
أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون.
Do the people think that they will be left to say, "We believe," and they will not be tried?
وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
But we have certainly tried those before them, and Allah will surely make evident those who are truthful, and He will surely make evident the liars.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It's evident that Allah the Almighty knows everything, even the things before the creation of mankind. The purpose of knowledge here is the objective manifestation of their affairs and their external existence. In other words, it is the practical effects and evidences of the deeds, that is, whoever has it in his interior must pour it out externally. The reason of this issue is also clear, because reward and retribution have no meaning unless the inner intentions and esoteric qualities are practically seen in man's action.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب.
Remember, I start this episode with a question. Why does Allah test us? Actually, life is filled with ups and downs, and there are times where our trials seem unending. In the Quran, There are several verses in which Allah talks about the varying ways we will be tested, but He also provides a care package to help us navigate those trying moments. Why are we tested? This is a very common question from Muslims, people of other faith or no faith, so it's important to reflect on it. Lack of answers can sometimes distance people from their faith. If a person doesn't understand why trials happen, they can start to feel life is unfair or even that God is being unfair. But Allah is the just and He is Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. He never wants ill for His servants. He only wants the best for us.
Sayyid Baqir al-Qazwini.
If God knows the outcome of our actions, God knows the good doers will do good, the evil doers will do bad. So why did He bring us in the first place? Just take us to the Day of Judgment directly, and the good doers, those who would do good, take them to paradise, and the others punish them. There are two primary reasons. Number one, God brought you to this life and tested you so that on the Day of Judgment, you cannot object. Because if God didn't bring you to this world, and on the Day of Judgment, God would say, you know what? You, let's say Hitler, okay? God would tell Hitler, you're going to hell. Hitler's like, why? I didn't do anything wrong. God will tell him, no, but I know you would have done wrong. Like, no, I didn't do anything wrong. And he would object. And people would sympathize with him. Right? So God brings you into this life to prove to you whether you're good or bad. So that on the Day of Judgment, no one can have an excuse and say, God, I didn't do that. Who said I would have done that? Let's say Hitler would challenge God on the Day of Judgment. I challenge you. I wouldn't have done that. Then we see that the system of reward and punishment would be weak on the Day of Judgment. But now, after Hitler did what he did, he has nothing to justify on the Day of Judgment. Killing innocent people, you cannot justify that. And humanity will be witnessing. Everyone in the world will witness, yes, he was a criminal, he deserves to go to hell. So this is one reason.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
On the continuation of today's special, we reach to reasons why we are tested. We were created to worship Allah and we all made a promise to do so before we were sent to earth. Tests are a means for us to fulfill this promise. In fact, they are a sunnah of Allah. What does it mean? Tests are the means by which Allah distinguishes between us because they help to expose faith and lack of faith. Allah states in the Quran in chapter 29, verses 2 and 3, Do the people think that they will be left to say, We believe and they will not be tried? But we have certainly tried those before them, and Allah will surely make evident to those who are truthful, and He will surely make evident to those who are false. Again, there was chapter 29 of the Holy Quran, verses 2 and 3.
وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Now what about ways to face trials with a positive heart? Dear friend, believe in your heart that Allah is your aid. Once I came across a patient who was requesting her doctor to prescribe antidepressants for her as she was growing through a stressful phase in life. The doctor, knowing the harm of such medicines, counseled the lady instead. The doctor's beautiful words still echo in my mind. He said, "Despite believing in Allah, the reason depression encircles us in stressful situations is because we say with our tongues that everything will be fine, inshallah, but we do not truly believe it in our heart." Imagine if your mother promises you that she will make things right for you. You will trust her because, you know, your mother will not leave any leaf unturned to bring goodness to you. Then how is it that we do not believe in the promise of our Lord, who loves us 70 times more than our mothers? He promises us in his book, not once, but twice. Listen. "For indeed with hardship will be ease. Indeed with hardship will be ease." Chapter 94, verses 5 and 6 from the Holy Quran.
The second reason, in order for you to experience that heaven, you have to be qualified. Because only a soul which has been qualified and tested can actually experience that. Let me give you an example. Does anyone know how this nice gold that we see, this neat gold, how is it produced? Anyone? How is gold produced? Because look, those, you know, companies which go and extract the gold from the ground, it doesn't look that nice. No. It looks very ugly. So what do they do to it? In order for you to get pure gold, you've got to burn it. Otherwise, it won't take that nice shape. Those beautiful oysters, right? What do you call them? The pearls. Those beautiful pearls. You need that pressure of the sea, all that pressure to make those beautiful pearls. Diamonds, they have a process. So we see this is a process of what? Purification. How do you purify gold and separate it from other elements? You melt it. And this is exactly the word God uses in the Quran. He says, "I've brought the human being into this world to melt him." The believers, they are melted. You get rid of all those contaminants, and you remain with a pure soul, like that pure gold. This pure soul is the soul which is qualified to go to that paradise. If you don't go that way with a pure soul, you will contaminate paradise. So this is another reason why God brings us into this life, to give us the chance to purify our souls. That's why the Quran, for example, in Surah Al-Jum'ah, in speaking about the role of prophets, what does the huwa alladhi ba'atha fil ummiyina rasulan minhum? God has sent a messenger. What's his role? What's his role? Yatlu alayhim ayati, to recite the signs of God. The second one, wa yuzakkihim, to purify their souls. The role of a prophet is to help you purify your soul. One of the joys of a believer on the Day of Judgment in paradise is the fact that he earned that reward. Let's say 10 years ago, some university would come and will tell you, "Abu Ahmed, Osama, Mackenzie, here's your degree. You would get happy, obviously, getting a degree. It's nice, it's a reward. But would you appreciate it? No. But when you spent all those years and those sleepless nights studying and working and you earned it, then you're given a degree. That's the joy, right? That's the joy. God wants you to enjoy paradise at the best way possible. That can only be possible if you worked for it. If you earned it in this life and you went through difficulties and you passed the test. Otherwise, if God directly takes you there, you will not taste that joy. So that's another reason we can add.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this topic, why does Allah test us, on the next episode, tomorrow. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.